Make a small precision on the first question. I mean, of course, the question is not addressed to me, but of course, all new points of the mandate ultimately aim at possible. I mean, assume possible preparation of legislative proposals. It's just that at this first stage, the group would be asked to perform certain reflection and analysis, but of course this analysis is not for the sake of analysis. If the group comes to the conclusion that there are changes necessary in the regulations, then of course it will present this to the GRSG, and the GRSG will take a separate decision on this. But of course the logics of the amendments to the mandate is, of course, still legislative, but it's just that it's not immediate preparation of legislation, but rather performing some preparatory works for the decision GRSG. As concerns the second question, to be honest, I do not see a particular problem here, because of course there are procedures aimed at type approval of separate technical units, or let's say any components or vehicles in every contracting party. Of course, I don't really see the gap in the UN system that would pose any particular problem. So I'm happy to respond to your question, but I would like to understand basically where it comes from. I mean, the fact that we have a definition of the separate technical unit in the RE3. Where do you see a possible? I mean, which provisions, let's say, of existing provisions in the UN and the UNEC rules would, in your view, be incompatible, let's say, with the way the mandate is formulated?